All right, so we're diving into chapter six this time.
Okay.
Organizing and outlining.
Yes.
And I gotta say, when I saw that title in the table of contents, I kind of cringed a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like the most captivating topic,
Yeah.
Organizing and outlining. It sounds like, I don't know, something you'd find in a really boring textbook.
Right.
But I have a feeling there's more to this than meets the eye,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. This chapter is like, it's the foundation of a good speech. I
Yeah,
mean,
I
you can
agree.
have the most brilliant content in the world, but if it's not organized,
Yeah.
it's gonna fall flat.
Right.
So this chapter is all about making sure your speech flows smoothly,
Okay.
that your audience can follow along,
Yeah.
and that your message really hits home.
Okay, so it's kind of like it's the backbone of the speech.
Exactly.
Okay, I like
Yeah,
that.
it's the structure
Yeah.
that holds everything together.
Okay.
Think of it like a well-organized closet.
Okay.
Everything has its place. It's easy to find what you're looking for,
Right.
and it just makes life so much easier.
Right. Yeah, and it's less stressful too.
Exactly.
You're not like frantically searching for that one shirt when
Exactly.
you're already late.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I can see that analogy working. So I'm sold on the importance of organization.
Okay.
But where do we even begin? Like, how do we take all of our ideas and research
Right.
and turn them into this beautifully organized, well-structured speech?
Yeah. Well, the first step is to think about chunking.
Chunking. Okay,
Chunks.
that sounds intriguing.
Yes.
What is chunking?
It's basically taking all of your information
Okay.
and dividing it
Okay.
to smaller, manageable chunks.
Okay, so kind of like when you're studying for a big exam,
Yes,
you
exactly.
break down the material into smaller sections.
Right. So
Yeah.
you don't get overwhelmed.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So instead of trying to tackle everything at once,
Yeah.
you focus on one chunk at a time. And this makes it easier to process the information
Yeah.
and to remember it.
Okay, so how do we actually do this chunking thing with our speech?
Right. So as you're doing your research,
Okay.
you'll start to notice that some ideas naturally group together.
Okay.
So you want to look for those connections and
Ugh.
start grouping your ideas into categories.
Okay.
And those categories will become your main points.
Ooh, okay, so the research kind of guides the organization.
Exactly.
That's kind of
Yeah, it's
cool.
a natural process.
Okay, so we've got our main points, our chunks of information.
Right.
But how do we make sure that all ties back to like the main message of our speech?
That's where your thesis statement comes in. Your thesis statement is like your guiding light. It's the central argument that you're trying to make.
Okay.
So every main point
Yeah.
should support your thesis statement.
Okay, so it's like a roadmap, like
Exact.
keeps us on track.
Keeps you on track.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so your thesis statement is like the destination,
Okay.
and your main points are like the stops along the way,
Right.
and they all lead to that final destination.
Okay, got it.
All right.
So we've got our chunks, we've got our thesis statement.
Yes.
Now what?
Now we need to think about how we're going to organize those main points.
Okay, so this is where those organizational patterns come in.
Exactly.
The ones that I was, kind of dreading a little bit.
Yeah, no, they can seem a little
When you're all
dry.
textbooky.
Yeah, textbooky.
Yeah. But I'm willing to give them a chance.
Okay, well, let's start with chronological order.
Okay.
So, chronological order is simply presenting your information in the order that it happened.
Okay, so like a timeline.
Yes,
Yeah, no,
exactly.
right.
So, if you're giving a speech about the history of the internet,
Okay.
you would start with its early beginnings and then move through its development
Okay.
up to the present day.
Okay. So it's a very straightforward kind of logical approach.
Yes, it's very straightforward
All
and it's
right.
easy for the audience to follow.
Okay, but what if our topic isn't like historical in nature?
Right, well, then we have other patterns we can use, like
Crap.
spatial order.
Spatial order.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that.
So spatial order is all about describing something
Okay.
based on its physical location or arrangement.
Okay, I think I need an example.
Okay, so imagine you're giving a tour
Okay.
of a famous museum.
Okay.
You might start by describing the entrance hall,
Okay.
then move to the different wings
Okay.
and describe the exhibits in each wing.
Okay, so you're kind of like guiding the audience through the
But
space.
exactly.
Okay, I can see how that would be useful for like a travelogue or something like that.
Exactly. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, and then we have topical order.
Topical.
Yeah, so topical order is basically dividing your information
Okay.
into different categories
Okay.
or subtopics.
All right. So kind of like what we were talking about with chunking.
Yes,
Right.
exactly.
So if you're giving a speech about, let's say, the benefits of exercise,
Okay.
you might have one main point about physical health benefits,
Go.
another main point about mental health benefits,
okay,
and another main point about social benefits.
Okay, so you're breaking it down into these different categories.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then we have cause and effect order.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect.
All right, that sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, it is.
So you're basically explaining how one thing leads to another.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you're giving a speech about the causes of global warming,
okay,
you would first discuss the causes,
okay,
and then the effects.
Okay, that's a very logical way to approach it.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I'm guessing the last one is problem solution.
You got it.
Okay, so this is where we present a problem.
Yes.
And then offer a solution.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is probably a good one for persuasive speeches.
Very good for persuasive speeches.
Okay.
Yes, because you're trying to convince your audience.
Yeah, that there's a problem that needs to be solved.
Right.
And that your solution is the best way to solve it.
Okay, so like if I was giving a speech about, I don't know, the importance of recycling.
Right.
I would first talk about the problem of waste.
Yes.
And then present recycling as a solution.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to see how these patterns can be really helpful.
Yeah, they can be very helpful.
In structuring our speeches.
Yes, they give you a framework mm-hmm. to work with.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
So we've got our main points. We've got our thesis statement. We've chosen our organizational pattern.
Yes.
What's next?
Now it's time to create an outline.
Ah, yes, the dreaded outline.
I know. Outlines can seem
a little scary.
A little tedious.
Tedious, yeah.
But they're actually really helpful.
Okay.
Because they force you to think through your speech.
Yeah.
In a very detailed way.
Okay.
So there are two types of outlines.
Okay.
That you'll want to create.
Right, lay it on me.
The first one is called a preparation outline. Preparation outline.
Yes, and this is a very detailed outline that you'll use to plan your speech.
Okay, so this is where we really flesh everything out.
Exactly. You write everything out in full sentences.
Okay.
You include all of your research.
Okay.
Your citations, yeah. Everything.
So it's like the blueprint for the speech.
Exactly. It's your roadmap.
Okay. And then the second type of outline is
the speaking outline.
Speaking outline.
Yes. And this is a much shorter outline.
Okay.
That you'll use when you're actually giving your speech.
Okay. So it's kind of like a cheat sheet.
Yes. Exactly.
No. Okay.
So you'll just have your main points.
Okay.
Maybe some key words or phrases
yeah.
to help jog your memory.
Okay. But we don't want to be reading off of it.
No. You don't want to be reading.
Okay.
You want to be able to glance at it.
Yeah.
And then make eye contact with your audience.
Right. Right. Of course.
Yeah. So the speaking outline is just there to kind of keep you on track.
Okay. Cool. So we've got our outlines. We're feeling organized.
Yes.
Is there anything else we need to think about in terms of organization?
Yes. We need to talk about connectives.
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 Okay. What are those?
So connectives are words or phrases
okay.
that help to connect the different parts of your speech.
Okay. So they're kind of like the glue.
Exactly.
That holds everything together.
The glue that holds everything together.
Okay. I like that analogy.
Yeah. So they help your speech to flow smoothly.
Okay.
And they make it easier for the audience to follow along.
Okay. So what are some examples of connectives?
Okay. So one type of connective is called a transition.
Transition.
And transitions are words or phrases.
Okay.
That signal a shift from one idea to the next.
Okay, so like first, second, finally.
Exactly. Those are all good examples of transitions.
Okay.
And then we have internal previews.
Internal previews.
Yes. And these are statements
okay.
that tell the audience what you're going to talk about next.
Okay, so it's kind of like a sneak peek?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then we have internal summaries.
Internal summaries.
Which are statements okay. that remind the audience what you just talked about.
Okay, so it's like a recap.
Yes, a recap.
Okay, cool.
And then we have signposts.
Signposts.
Yes, and signposts are words or phrases
right.
that indicate where you are in your speech.
Okay, so like in conclusion.
Yes, in conclusion is a good example of a signpost.
Okay.
So all of these connectives
yeah.
are really important
okay.
for creating a well-organized speech.
All right, so we've got our organizational patterns.
Yes.
We've got our connectives.
Right.
Anything else we need to think about in terms of, like, the overall structure of the speech?
Yes, we need to talk about introductions.
Introductions.
And conclusions.
Yes, the beginning and the end.
The beginning and the end.
Two very important parts of the speech.
Very important.
All right, so let's start with introductions.
Okay.
What makes a good introduction?
So a good introduction has five key elements.
Okay, hit me with them.
First, you need an attention getter.
An attention getter.
Yes. Something that will grab the audience's attention.
Okay, so like a joke.
A joke could work.
Okay.
A story.
Yeah.
A startling statistic.
Okay.
Anything that will make them sit up and take notice.
Okay, so we got to hook them right from the start.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next?
Next, you need to establish your credibility.
Credibility, okay.
Yes. You need to let the audience know why they should listen to you.
Right, like why are you the expert?
Exactly.
Or at least why are you knowledgeable about this topic?
Right.
Okay.
And then you need to establish rapport.
Rapport, okay.
Yes, you need to connect with your audience
okay.
on a personal level.
So make them feel like you're talking to them.
Exactly.
Not at them.
Right.
Okay.
And then you need to state your thesis statement.
Okay, the thesis statement.
Yes.
We talked about that before.
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, you need to preview your main points.
Preview the main points,
yeah.
Okay? So you're basically giving the audience a roadmap.
Right, of what's to come.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's a good introduction.
That's a good introduction.
Okay, now what about conclusions?
All right, so a good conclusion also has a few key elements.
Okay.
First, you need to signal the end of your speech.
Okay, so like say, in conclusion.
Yes, in conclusion is a good one.
Okay.
Or to wrap up.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, so we're letting them know that we're wrapping things up.
Exactly.
Right.
And then you need to summarize your main points.
Summarize the main points.
Yes.
So you're reminding the audience what you just talked about.
Okay.
And then you need to restate your thesis statement.
Restate the thesis.
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, you need to end with a clincher.
A clincher. Okay.
Yes. A clincher is a memorable statement.
Okay.
That leaves the audience with something to think about.
Okay. So it's like the final thought.
Exactly.
Okay.
The lasting impression.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. So those are the key elements of a good conclusion.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yes, we have.
I'm feeling a lot more organized in my head now. Like, I'm starting to see how all of these pieces fit together.
Yes.
To create a well-structured and engaging speech.
Yes, and that's the goal.
Right, because at the end of the day, we want our message to be heard.
Exactly.
We want people to understand what we're saying.
Yes.
And we want them to remember it.
And remember it.
Okay, well, this has been super helpful.
Good.
I'm feeling much more confident about tackling my next speech.
Great.
Now that I have, like, this framework to work with.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
All right, so what's next on our deep dive adventure?
Well, now that we have a good understanding of the basic principles of organization, we can start to look at some more specific strategies for putting these principles into practice.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Good, let's dive in. So last time, we were talking about introductions and conclusions and how they kind of bookend our speech.
Yeah, the all-important beginning and end.
Exactly, but what about all the stuff in between?
Right, all the meat of the speech.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
So how do we make sure that all flows smoothly and makes sense?
Well, that's where those connectives come in.
Right, the connective.
Remember those?
Yeah, we talked about those.
Okay, good.
But I'll admit, I'm still a little fuzzy on, like, the different types and how to use them effectively.
Yeah. No, that's totally understandable.
Okay, good, because I'm starting to feel a little lost.
No, it's a lot to take in all these different types of connectives.
Yeah.
But once you get the hang of them, it really does make a big difference in how your speech flows.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Okay.
Give me the connective crash course.
Okay, so we've got four main types of connectives.
Okay.
Transitions.
Okay, transitional.
Internal previews.
Okay.
Internal summaries.
Okay.
And signposts.
Signposts. All right.
So let's start with transitions.
Okay.
Transitions are words or phrases that signal a shift from one idea to the next.
Okay, so they're kind of like bridges between different parts of the speech.
Exactly. They help to create a smooth flow.
Okay, I like that.
So some examples of transitions would be words like first, second, next, finally.
Okay, so they're kind of like guideposts along the way.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
So let's say you're giving a speech about the three branches of government.
Okay.
You might start by saying, first, we'll discuss the legislative branch.
Cool.
Then we'll move on to the executive branch.
Okay.
And finally, we'll talk about the judicial branch.
Okay, so you're using those transitions.
Exactly.
To clearly signal the shift from one branch to the next.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so that's transitions.
Okay.
Now let's talk about internal previews.
Internal previews.
So internal previews are statements that tell the audience what you're going to talk about next.
Okay, so it's like a sneak peek.
Exactly. It's like saying, hey, here's what's coming up.
Okay, I like that.
So an example of an internal preview would be, now that we've discussed the causes of climate change, let's move on to the potential solutions.
Okay, so you're kind of setting the stage
exactly.
to the next part of the speech.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
So internal previews are really helpful for keeping your audience engaged.
Okay.
Because they know what to expect.
Right, right. It creates that sense of anticipation.
Exactly.
Okay, what about internal summaries?
Okay, so internal summaries are kind of the opposite of internal previews.
Okay.
Instead of telling the audience what you're going to talk about next,
Yeah.
you're reminding them what you just talked about.
Okay, so it's like a little recap.
Exactly. It's a way of reinforcing the key points.
Okay, I like that.
So an example of an internal summary would be, so we've seen that the three main causes of the Civil War were slavery, states' rights, and economic differences.
Okay, so you're kind of summarizing the
Exactly.
main points
Right.
before moving on to the next section.
Exactly.
That's helpful.
All right. And then finally, we have signposts.
Signposts, all right.
So signposts are words or phrases that indicate where you are in your speech.
Okay, so they're kind of like mile markers along the way.
Exactly. They help the audience to keep track of your progress.
Okay, that makes sense.
So some examples of signposts would be first, second, third, in conclusion.
Okay, so we're already using some of those as transitions.
Exactly. So some words can function as both transitions and signposts.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's not always clear-cut,
Right.
but the main thing is to be conscious
Yeah.
of how you're using these connectives
Okay.
to help your audience follow along.
Okay, so just to recap,
Yes.
we've got transitions, which signal a shift from one idea to the next.
Right.
Internal previews, which tell the audience what's coming up.
Right.
Internal summaries, which recap what we just talked about.
Right.
And signposts, which indicate where we are in the speech.
Right.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the hang of this.
Good.
It's like once you see the different types
Yeah.
and how they work together, it's like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, that makes sense.
Right. It all starts to click.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle.
Exactly.
All right, so now that we've got our connectives down,
Yes.
what else do we need to think about in terms of organizing our speech?
Well, we need to make sure that our information is presented in a way that is visually appealing.
Okay, visually appealing.
Yes, because even though we're talking about spoken communication,
Yeah.
the way that we organize our information on paper
Okay.
can actually have an impact.
Okay, so this is where our outlines come in.
Exactly. Our outlines are our visual roadmap.
Okay, so what are some tips for creating visually appealing outlines?
Well, first of all, you want to use a consistent format.
Okay, consistent format.
Yes. So decide on a numbering system
Okay.
and stick with it.
Right, so no switching back and forth between Roman numerals
Yeah.
and letters and numbers.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And then you want to use indentation to show
Indentation.
the different levels of your outline.
Okay, so like the main points are all the way to the left,
Right.
and then the subpoints are indented a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then you want to use white space.
White space.
Yes. Don't cram everything together.
Okay,
Give your outline some room to breathe.
so make it easy on the eyes.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And then finally, you want to use visual aids.
Visual aids in the outline.
Yes. So if you're going to be using any slides or images in your speech,
Yeah.
you can include thumbnails of those
Okay.
in your outline.
So it's like a little preview.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So all of these things will help to make your outline more visually appealing
Okay.
and easier to use.
All right, so our outlines are looking good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to keep in mind as we're organizing our speeches?
Well, I think the most important thing is to remember that organization is an ongoing process.
Okay, ongoing process.
Yes, so don't be afraid to revise your outline
Okay.
as you're working on your speech.
Right, so be flexible.
Be flexible,
Okay,
exactly,
right.
because sometimes you'll realize
Yeah.
that a certain point would work better in a different
Right,
place.
right. You might have to move things around.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
So just keep that in mind,
Okay.
that organization is not something that you do once
Yeah.
and then you're done.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So we've covered a lot of ground here on organization.
We
I'm
have.
feeling much more confident about tackling my next speech.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Now that I have like all these tools
Yes.
and
All
strategies
right.
to help me organize my thought and
Exactly.
create a clear
Okay.
and engaging presentation.
Yes, and that's the goal.
Right.
We want our audience to be able to follow along
Yeah.
and understand our message.
And be captivated by it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this has been super helpful.
Good.
I'm excited to put all of this into practice.
Great.
So, what's next on our deep dive adventure?
Well, now that we've covered organization,
Huh.
I think it's time to talk about delivery.
Delivery. Okay.
Yes, because even if you have a great speech,
Yeah.
if you don't deliver it well,
Yeah.
it's not gonna have the impact that you want it to have.
Right. So it's not just what you say, it's
Exactly.
how you say it.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
All right, let's dive in.
Okay. So we've covered a ton of ground on like organizing speeches, from those big picture organizational patterns to the nitty-gritty of connectives and even like visual layouts for our outlines. I'm curious, is there, I don't know, a connection between how we organize our speeches and how we organize like our writing? I mean, they both involve structuring information, right?
Yeah, that's a great observation. There are a lot of parallels, actually, between organizing a speech and organizing a written piece.
Okay, so, like, if we become really good at organizing speeches, could that actually make us better writers?
Absolutely, I think so. Organizing a speech is, well, you're essentially creating a roadmap for your audience. You know, guiding them through your ideas in a way that is clear and compelling. And that same principle applies to writing.
Okay, so it's all about creating a smooth flow of information,
yeah,
whether we're speaking or writing.
Exactly. And I think the more you practice organizing information in one medium, the more those skills will naturally transfer to the other. It's like cross-training for your brain.
I love that. So if we want to be better speakers, we should focus on being better writers and vice versa.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the really cool things about learning and, you know, self-improvement. The skills we develop in one area can often enhance our abilities in other areas.
This deep dive into organization has been awesome. I feel way more confident about giving my next presentation, especially knowing that I have all these tools and strategies.
And remember, practice makes perfect. The more you rehearse your speech, the more confident and comfortable you'll become. And don't be afraid to play around with different organizational patterns and connectives. Find what feels best for you.
Yeah, it's not about following some strict formula. It's about, like, finding your own unique voice and style. Yeah.
Exactly. Embrace your individuality and let your passion shine through.
Well said. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of public speaking organization. Remember, a great speech is not just about what you say, but how you say it. So go forth and organize your way to success.